from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back in as the drive continues to roll through on this Friday. Hope to see you all out there as the Texans will finish things off against the Rams coming up. We'll see. Not sure if any starters are going to play, because DeMeco, kind of keeping that close to the vest. I would think this game is much more similar to the Hall of Fame game. I think we'll see something closer to that. Maybe some more players that could play. Like, I think, you know, Robert Woods didn't play in that game. I think you could maybe see some Bob Woods in this one. Damian Pierce didn't play in that game. I think you may be able to see some Damian Pierce in this game. Listen, I know this probably won't happen, and you probably won't agree with me. But I really don't need to see starters, except for the five dudes up front. I would like to see them get a couple of series. And I mean Tunzel, Kenyon Green, Scruggs, Shaq Mason, Tytus Howard. And I understand the concern of getting injured right before the season starts. Hell, I watched the Chiefs last night, had an offensive lineman who was their swing tackle, hurt his knee in the first quarter. I understand the concerns of that. But this running game situation, specifically with the offensive line and mistakes, hell, DeMeco has said it himself, mistakes, errors, we watched it yesterday, we've watched it throughout, and they haven't, and to be honest with you, especially with Tunzel, they haven't played all together very much at all. To me, man, it's been so bad. They need to get this right. They need to start, because it's not even just, I've said this to people. I've had conversations with different people out there. We were watching the game, watching practice yesterday. I've had a lot of conversations with people. It is not just about their physicality. It is about they appear to just miss assignments, and the rate that they miss assignments, it almost appears it's confusion or they're just not getting something. As DeMeco said earlier, we played it earlier, we have free rushers. We have guys that come through. We've got to get that cleaned up. To me, I wouldn't mind seeing these guys get a series or two, just to get, because it's been that bad to me, and that many screw ups to me, that I think they got to get this right before they get on the field against the Colts.
I agree with your point of they got to get it right. I think it'd be crazy to put them out there this week.
Crazy?
Yep. Personally, yeah, I think it'd be because you just don't, like, well, you've already mentioned, Ron, you've talked about, like, the fear of losing a tackle. Hell, if you, let's just say you lose him for a week, you tweak a hamstring, you tweak a pec, you strain a tricep or a bicep or something, and you miss those guys. We're just too close to it at this point for me. I completely agree with the notion. I completely agree that they've got to get it better. But, I mean, I couldn't live with myself if I put one of these guys out there and they didn't get through this.
I get your concern. For me, it's just been that bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's been that bad, and the first game of the season is that important. On the road against a team that you're going to be potentially competing with, and a team that has the guys up front that can give you problems. Yeah. that front seven with those linebackers who are pissed, by the way. Those linebackers and that front
that's a good
forward.
Point. You gotta
I just like in practice it's I don't know that it's enough and you're not going hard enough. And I don't want to risk it. I don't. But it's been so poor. Can we get two? I don't even care who the running back is. Can we get two series out there where you guys are blocking it up well?
No, look, I would salute D'Amico and I would admire D'Amico's decision if he made that decision.
I'm curious.
I would fully understand, Ron, what the hell, why he did it if he did. So I would love to see it, but I just don't think there's going to be that risk.
I don't think they're
going to
take it. I'm with you. I don't think they're going to do it.
For me, it's less about should they. I would just love for one of them, somebody within the organization, say it just flat ass ain't been good enough. It has not even been remotely close to good enough. You know, all this were close stuff, and that's exactly how it seems like they've approached the run game, as if they're close, and they don't need the extra emphasis. You don't need the extra work. You don't need the extra sense of urgency. It's just, nah, man, we're close. And then you go watch them backed up on your own 2-yard line. Fullback Olay's the defensive end.
They get all of it.
Yep. Then you watch him. You got to run inside the 15-yard line.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And, you know, you got a running back that runs up the guard's ass instead of staying hugging inside where there's a little bit of a crease. And then, you know, you got an outside zone blocked up pretty good, and the receiver goes and blocks a safety that's 20 yards deep instead of the corner that ends up making the play, or the corner that the pulling guard has to take, which leaves a linebacker free in the hole, has to take. You know, and then the next play, you've got an outside zone, and the tackle, who's a backup tackle, I'll give you that, but he goes to the second level, and a rookie linebacker runs underneath him, and he, like, literally doesn't even touch the guy. The guy never breaks stride. And so it's one of those, it's just one time, two times, three times, four times, and then before you know it, you're like, to hell with it, we might as well just let CJ throw it. You know what I mean? We might as well just drop this thing back and let CJ just throw it on first down and spin it around the park. And so it's just anything that signaled, Ron, to your overall point, whether it's playing in a fourth preseason game or just commenting to the media when you're asked about the absence of the run game, anything that signaled, yeah, man, we're concerned. We got to get better. We got a sense of urgency. We've got to get this right. Anything that signaled that, I would greatly appreciate.
Ocho texting in, Ron, I hear you, but how much better are they going to get in one possession in the preseason? No, like I said, one or two possessions in the preseason. Listen, man, to see them execute what they're supposed to do is a big deal. That's what I'm saying. It's not a mindset thing. It is, can we run you out there for two series and you guys execute what you're supposed to? Get a hat on who you're supposed to get a hat on. Pass the tackle to get to the linebacker at the appropriate time. When you pull, who are you supposed to kick out and get? I think that is a big deal, because if they hadn't been bad yesterday, they weren't bad yesterday in that joint practice against the Rams, all right, I'm with you. They had a good day there. That would make sense to me. God, we got it. We went up. That was basically our tune-up. Man, they were struggling.
Yeah, no doubt.
They were struggling. And like, we have watched that first unit play two preseason games and now a joint practice and have them and been in practice. And they have not put together good runs. They have not put together good blocking, executed blocks well the whole play. They've not done it once.
Yeah.
There's not a play you can point to. We know Damian. Damian's got about 9 carries for 8 yards. Like, they have not done anything. And it is too important. As you said, Bobby Slowick's got to get a damn run game.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to run into this Colts game and just like, all right, man, all right, that's the last thing. That last time we faced somebody else, look, they just kicked our ass.
Ron, he's a month away. Bobby Slowick is a month away. A month of Sundays is what I'm saying, like practicing. I mean regular season games. Bro, he's a month away from, like, not the run game not being improved with Joe Mixon, which I don't think is going to happen. I think Joe will improve it. But, I mean, you get 3 or 4 games deep into the season and you're still seeing a lot of the same struggles up front. Bobby's going to run out of Damian Pierce's to blame.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, at some point, it's got to be about the O-line. It's got to be about the OC. It's got to be about the scheme. It's got to be about what you're doing. Because, again, this whole notion that Damian Pierce doesn't fit Bobby Slowick's scheme, guys, they're running every play in a damn offensive playbook you can. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a Yeah, it's Bobby Slowick's scheme because Bobby is the OC, but they're running power, they're running counter, they're running outside zone, they're running toss zone, they're running split zone. They're running all the plays in a playbook. It's not a scheme that a guy can't execute. It's overall, they can't execute any of it.
Yeah. Text line counterpoint: the Chiefs have limped some thrown together lines out there during this run and made it work. Okay, give it a shot. I would urge you to go check and see the production in their run game in this run, though. You don't think of them like the Ravens or anything, and they're not. But go check and see how productive, like Isaiah Pacheco has been in the run game when they needed
it. Yeah.
The last couple of years, or Damian Williams before that, or Kareem Hunt before that. Like, these guys, I mean, hell, you want to bring the Chiefs in? These guys aren't getting yards.
Yep.
Like, they're not.
And when they do, it's a crazy cutback run, yes, or it's a crazy make you miss run.
It's your second and third string. These guys aren't getting yards. All right, coming up, we got to get into yesterday because I'm telling you, man, Spencer Arrighetti is playing his Kalen Bullock right now. He's gonna make it difficult. In a good way for the Astros. They blank one of the best offenses in baseball. The Orioles will get you on that. And yesterday we got to see the Texans' first opponent and the quarterback. He had kind of an up and down day. We'll talk about that as well. All of that coming up next right here live on the Big 3 on the Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.